Looking back on May 6, the day in 1942, when the Irving Berlin penned classic White Christmas was first published. Sung by Bing Crosby, it went on to hold the title as the biggest selling single of all time.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Elizabeth Taylor married for the first time in 1950. Her marriage to Nicky Hilton was the first of eight.
I'm a Pisces and we're very sensitive. It's just an excuse.
In 1965, Keith Richards came up with this classic guitar riff. Incredible story. He woke up in the middle of the night and recorded it on the tape deck he had next to the bed. Apparently, when he woke up the next morning, there was the riff and then snoring. There's no snoring here, though. The final episode of Friends went to air on this day in 2004, 10 years after it all started.
Well, do you guys have to go to the new house right away, or do you have some time?
We got some time.
Okay, should we get some coffee?
Sure. Where?
Let's go to the May 6 birthdays. Rocker Bob Seger turned 75. Alan Dale is 73 today. He was one of the original cast on Neighbours, played Jim Robinson, before relocating to the US, where he popped up on shows like 24, The X-Files, Lost, and Star Trek Nemesis. But that Neighbours character never went away.
Paul, she's your daughter. She's part of the family. It is her right to know who we are.
George Clooney turns 59. He went from ER on telly to blockbusters like the Ocean's movies, Gravity, and of course he played Batman.
We cut our funding. It was a conflict of ideologies. Dr. Woodrow was a lunatic.
And Gina Riley, famous for her time as Kim in Kath and Kim and on various skit shows, is also 59.
Sharon!
Finally, Hot Chocolate lead singer Errol Brown died on this day in 2015, aged 71. They had five straight top 10 hits in Australia through the mid-70s. This was their biggest. Remembering Errol Brown on May 6.